Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House has passed a bill aimed at heading off a rail strike. It would bind companies and workers to a proposed settlement reached in September that was voted down by four of the 12 unions. But Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach, a Republican from Minnesota, says the strike must be avoided.
Our country's economy can't handle a strike that reports would say would cost $2 billion a day. A rail strike would mean halting transportation of raw materials, food, and beverages, and not to mention passengers trying to visit their families.
House Democrats have elected New York's Hakeem Jeffries as their new leader. He'll become the first Black American to lead a major political party in Congress.
We're going to fight hard each and every day we have this honor to serve in Congress.
Republicans will be in the majority come January. At a NATO foreign ministers meeting, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba.
We heard a number of commitments, new commitments from various NATO members with regard to providing Ukraine with more defensive weapons and energy equipment.
Kuleba declined to say whether those commitments include promises of Patriot missile batteries. The sound of tornado sirens as storms hit Jackson, Mississippi. The National Weather Service says record high temperatures in Texas and Louisiana fired up a front that spawned tornadoes across the Deep South, two killed in Alabama. The Commerce Department revised its third quarter estimate of the gross domestic product upward. It shows the U.S. economy grew at a 2.9% annual rate from July through September. And Wall Street stocks rallied after Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated the central bank could soon ease its aggressive pace of interest rate hikes aimed at taming inflation. The Dow gained more than 2%, the S&P more than 3%, and the Nasdaq 4.4%. This is AP News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-386-7195, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production, but with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-7195. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-7195 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-7195.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Darrow became famous in Wisconsin for presiding over the Darrell Brooks trial. Today, she announces she's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. The election is expected to determine the court's ideological majority. Darrow was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker and is reportedly active in the Republican Party. Flu cases in southern Wisconsin quadrupled in November. UW Health says it had 422 positive flu cases last week alone, more than any other number all last flu season. People are gathering more than they have in almost 3 years. State health officials are encouraging people to get their flu shots, stay home when sick, and wash hands frequently. In sports, the Bucks are at the Knicks tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the Happier Happy Hour. Dominic, I've got a quick update from hour number one. I've got a statement from Assembly Speaker, man in the barrel himself, Robin Voss. It's a brief statement.
Okay, let's hear it.
Our friends at WisPolitics.com reporting, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, said this afternoon's meeting with the January 6th Select Committee was brief as he answered lawmakers' questions on the Wisconsin 2020 presidential. Voss filed a lawsuit in September, as we've talked about, Dom, to block the committee's subpoena seeking information on former President Donald Trump's efforts to pressure him into voting to overturn the 2020 election results. And for those tuning in late, that was this year. He's still doing it. Donald Trump was doing it in 2022.
Right.
He didn't indicate, Robin Voss didn't indicate, why he decided to meet with the committee despite the lawsuit. Here's a brief statement from Speaker Voss. Today, I met with the January 6th Select Committee after previously receiving a subpoena for my testimony. Very generous of him. I did not have any involvement with the events of January 6th, 2021. No one's alleging you did, except the whole, you know, let me read on. My meeting with the select committee was brief, and I answered their questions regarding Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election. That's it.
At some point when that J6 committee releases everything sooner than later.
Well, Dom, that brings me to the next very titillating headline of the day, and I'd like you to lead back. House committee receives Donald Trump's federal taxes from the IRS. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but 6 years worth of his personal taxes and assorted corporate taxes. The whole kit and caboodle, baby.
CNN reporting the House Ways and Means Committee now has 6 years of Donald Trump's federal tax returns, ending a years-long pursuit by Democrats to dig into one of the former president's most closely guarded personal details. Treasury has complied with last week's court decision, a Treasury spokesperson told CNN on Wednesday. The Supreme Court declined last week to intervene after courts said the House had power to request the returns from the IRS. The committee, led by Democratic Rep. Richard Neal of Massachusetts, had sought 6 years of Trump's tax returns, primarily from the time he served as president. That included records from both Trump personally and several of his corporate entities. The documents are not expected to be immediately released to the public. Not immediately, Crudy. Neal said Wednesday that Democrats would meet as a caucus to discuss how to handle the tax returns and get legal advice on how to proceed. Such a meeting, though, hasn't been scheduled yet, he said. The congressman
is
trying to say if they would release any of the returns publicly. Quote, the next step is to have a meeting of the Democratic caucus. Trump's legal team had continuously sought to keep his return secret and turned to the Supreme Court, composed of three of his nominees, after he lost in at the lower court level. A quote from his argument to the Supreme Court. No Congress has ever wielded its legislative powers to demand a president's tax returns. He warned of far-reaching implications of the D.C. court ruling. He had argued that the way the lower courts approached the House request ran afoul of the Supreme Court's ruling in the Mazars case concerning a subpoena that the House issued to Trump's accounting firm for his tax information. Trump's taxes have been largely a mystery since he ran for office. And let's remember now, folks, most presidents, candidates, they release their taxes. Trump declined to do so. During his 2016 campaign, Trump broke with presidential election norms, as mentioned, refused to produce his tax returns for public view, and they remained private after he took office. Being under audit by the IRS does not preclude someone from releasing their tax return publicly, but that hasn't stopped Trump from using it as a defense against releasing his financial information, at least courtesy to the public. In 2016, Trump released a letter from his tax attorneys that confirmed he was under audit, but the letter also said the IRS finished reviewing Trump's taxes from 02 to 08. Trump did not release his returns from those years, even though the audits were over. An expansive New York Times report in 2020 found that Trump paid no federal income taxes whatsoever in 10 out of 15 years, beginning in 2000, because he reported losing significantly more than he made.
I can believe that. You know, I can believe he has years where he is such a loser, you know, as a businessman, that he loses more than his net profitability. I mean, most of his empire is really, what, built on his daddy's money. I mean, the vast majority of it. He got like nearly $500 million just from his dad. If he, when they say if he'd have just stuck it in the stock market, left it in T-bills,
if he just put it in T-bonds, he'd probably be better off than he is.
So, you know, he's no spectacular businessman. And I think that those that, you know, have run small businesses or larger businesses, you know, there are ways to take all your loss before the end of the year. So we can take a tax loss this year. There's lots of little manipulations. But I would say, what happens when you dig into some of the write-offs, Jerry? You know what I mean? Yeah. Does he even know what a write-off is? Is he taking appropriate write-offs? And Dom, here's where I need the audience to participate. I promised you I was going to do this. What sort of strange and unusual write-offs do you think will be contained in Donald Trump's personal income taxes or his business taxes?
You know, you mean like the payment, the expense? How do they categorize the expense of paying off Stormy Daniels, for example?
Yes. That would appear.
Was that within consulting? The, I mean, you know.
Yes. How would you characterize that? And, you know, what category? You know, ask my accountant what category. Right. Are you categorized? So what I'm asking for from the audience, and I'd like your participation at 844-967-2789. It could be fun, even for conservatives. I mean, you got to wonder, this guy's living something of a grandiose lifestyle. You know, when you're a business owner, Dom, though, I'm always doing business, so it's all
always
write-off, Jerry.
Everything's an expense.
So what do you think the strangest or most unusual thing that Donald Trump claimed on his taxes in, like, the last 6 years? And let your imagination and the FCC be your guide. No, just no profanity, please. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. It's always a party up in here. Mark, you've been in the party the longest. Thanks for waiting in the queue, man. You're up. Any thoughts on strange and unusual Donald Trump write-offs?
Hey, Mark.
Well, whatever whatever dye he uses to achieve his deep, rich orange color.
Well, that's a cosmetic thing. I mean, he's a public figure. I think he should be entitled to all the hairspray, all the weasel pelts, hair dryers, and many stylists. I think those are all acceptable write-offs.
Yeah, the stylist expense would be consulting expense, perhaps, right? Professional advice.
Don't insult weasels. They're cute little guys. My dad had one in the garage up back when I was back in up north, and he came out and visited him. I watched him work out in the garage all winter when he was working. He put little pieces of hot dogs out for it, and it like that. But I mean, it is just a. And I guess we have to find some amusement over the whole thing of the criminality of Donald Trump and the whole criminal cadre of Republican politicians that have supported him. That I guess the question I'd be asking of all the Republican legislators, how many of them were on to the conspiracy that was going on in the Capitol for the whole fake electors thing, and why didn't they come out and condemn that, full-throatedly and say, this is happening. This should not be happening.
How do you condemn what you are complicit in?
Right, and why would you condemn it? Because if they pull it off, then you get to stay in power.
That's just it. I mean, they apparently have forgotten their oath to the Constitution and their oath to the rule of law, and that's what we need to just keep pointing out. I mean, that these guys, but apparently a lot of their supporters don't seem to care.
Well, you can't forget what you never really knew or gave a damn about in the first place, right? It was just the words you got to say to get in the club. 844-967-2789. That's why people go to church, Dom. They say those magic words, and then they get into heaven.
Then you get a free pass for the next 7 days.
I can't believe I left that one out there for you. You know, the actual Christian on the panel. 844.
Is that what you are?
I'd like to think. Bill from Muscadet, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing?
Good, Bill. Good. How are you? Hey, Bill.
I appreciate your program and the fact that we have dialogue here, but, you guys constantly beat up on the orange man.
He's an obvious target, Bill. He's running for president. He's the first candidate in the pool for 2024, Bill. He declared himself.
But listen. Hear me out here. At least under Donald Trump, we had a secure border.
Now we didn't.
6,000 people, who knows from where, coming into this country.
How did they become insecure after Trump? I mean, what changed? Did Trump take all the border fence? Did he have the border sealed and then he was no longer the president? We stopped sealing the border? Nothing really changed here, Bill.
This Mayorkas guy that you love so much.
You never heard us bring him up. I can't pronounce his name. I don't even say it.
A day. Now, if you want to overtalk me, we can rattle, You want to jack with me, but, where are these illegals coming? Where are they going to stay? Who's going to pay for them?
Can I answer all of those questions? We could assimilate them, Bill. I mean, you live in a rural part of Wisconsin. You live in Richland County.
Do they
work on the dairies, Bill? I mean, you got neighbors that are using Latinos in the barn right now. They're milking right now, Bill.
But they came here legally.
No, not most of them, Bill.
No, I'm talking legal people. They stood in line and they paid their dues.
No, Bill, that's not true. Bill, I'm just telling you, man, your facts are wrong. A big percentage of the Latino labor in the farm and the dairy industry in Wisconsin are not, quote unquote, legal. They do not have work visas. They're not on paper, Bill. That's a fact, man.
And those that did come here legally, that's only because they were granted amnesty by Reagan. Come back, more devils.
Release the taxes.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
the devil's advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once. Once in Wisconsin, he has very slippery hands. And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles. "Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 14 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. Lows level off around 26 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, firstly, I want to make sure people understand the premise I'm seeking. You know, you could throw your own comments out there. But I want to know the newly released Trump taxes. The Dem caucus is going to meet in the House to decide what do we do with them. A, release them to the American people. Release the
Immediately.
House! And B, I'm asking you, the American people, listening to my voice right now, what do you think the strangest or most unusual write-off Donald Trump's tried to claim in the last 6 years? You know, let your imaginations and decency be your guide. And, you know, just keep it tame. 844-967-2789. One other quick thought. Bill, Day Without Latinos, 2017. We're a brand new radio entity. We just launched our radio station like 15 days earlier. And Voces de la Frontera spearheaded a Day Without Latinos action in Milwaukee because Sheriff David A. Clark was beginning to target Latino immigrants, hardworking people living amongst us without a legal immigration status, and he was starting to put the pressure on them. And they brought the force of 25-ish thousand people to the city of Milwaukee. And, you know, if you'd have been walking around taking immigration status on each and every person marching that day, there were a few politicians in there, but that vast majority, those were hardworking Wisconsinites that didn't have legal permission to be here. But their kids are probably in the schools, and they're working damn hard, and the taxes that they pay, if they're not getting paid under the table by, you know, some farmer out the back door of his barn,
by corporations and other entities that, you know, much of the time would be considered conservative Republicans who are engaging in this practice as well.
Or they're one step up the food chain. They're working in the chicken processing plant, right? Because someone's doing that work. And I don't see the kids, the recent grads from my son's high school, lining up to take those jobs. So anyways, catch me on a different day. I probably would have not busted your balls so much, Bill. But anyways, keep listening. 844-967-2789. Roby on the road. Welcome, Roby. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon. I am a first-time caller that when I heard your question about Donald Trump and his taxes, my first thought was probably a long-term tax write-off, living expenses, for the tribble that lives on his head.
Well, wouldn't he have more coverage then? Because the tribbles, they reproduced in the Star Trek, didn't they?
Well, not only that, just think about how long those, I mean, they're all illegal aliens.
I would say it would make him lose his mind, Roby, but of course we know that's long since been a bridge crossed.
Yeah, that ship sailed.
Roby, you got any other political thoughts or otherwise this fine afternoon?
Nope. I'm just going to navigate traffic and listen to you guys. So I bid you all a great afternoon.
Thank you. You as well.
Right on. Thank you, sir.
967-2789. If you're calling from the road, be safe out there. Got another one on the road. Dean, welcome, Dean. Got any thoughts about the Trump taxes or any other thoughts?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, Trump. Hey, guys. Trump taxes. I'm thinking the Stormy Daniels thing, he could probably take that off as medical because she was jumping on him like a chiropractor.
But what, he paid her to not have sex, Dean? I mean, what account number do you stick that under? What expense do you call that?
Well, it could be either medical or entertainment.
Well, Dean,
I'm not real sure.
Explain this one to me. How did Michael Cohen go to jail for lying to Congress about that? But Donald Trump is all above board paying off a porn star to not have sex with him during the heat of a political campaign, and it's not a campaign finance violation. Nothing to see here. Move along. Do you think at least he took the write-off for Stormy Daniels' book, Full Disclosure?
Oh, definitely. What the heck did I hear? He was writing off his haircut that, like, $100,000 a year or something.
I would say that's really pretty cheap. That's cheap, Dean.
It probably does take quite an effort to manage that hairstyle, Dean. And, you know, those are artists. And you got to pay the artists, man.
Yeah, I guess. I wish my kid would have went that way, but he's a starving artist right now.
Well, I'll tell him Trump needs some help with the do. He could be a write-off, Jerry. 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You're listening right now, having a little fun with the audience. And CJ. Welcome, CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Something Bill has to understand from Muscaday. When you guys can't defend your facts, you talk over people. And you do that all the time to me. But $4.4 million that they've caught as they walk across the border since the worst president ever. And, yeah,
well, didn't he catch them?
Mayorkas, because he's going to be impeached and should be, because they don't have, they're unvaccinated. How much does it cost our school system? You guys don't care. You're okay with it because that's future votes for the Democrat Party.
What makes you think that, CJ? I keep hearing that. I mean, from my understanding, because some of the Latinos in Florida, for example, a lot of them are bending to the right. I mean, why do you automatically assume that if someone comes to this country that they're just going to be a Democratic voter? What gives you that impression?
Because it's hard to argue with Santa Claus, and that's what Democrats are. They're happy to give away.
You're not answering the question, CJ. What gives you the impression that immigrants in this country are going to automatically become Democrats?
I don't think they will, as far as once they learn what your party's all about, just like Elon Musk did. You guys are nothing but a bunch of haters and dividers. So the mere fact...
Are you going to not bring me a Christmas message this year? Not stick it to the glass over here? You know, I could use you to break the wind today, CJ. It's kind of windy on this side of the street.
No, CJ's always breaking wind every time he opens his mouth.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll let you talk, you know, right up until you sound like CJ. 844-967-2789. The happier happy hour, it rolls on.
I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all?
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad
Council. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Congress is attempting to head off a looming rail strike. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says it would have dire consequences.
Commuter rails that carry tens of thousands of people to work each day would no longer run. There will be shortages of nearly every kind of food in our grocery stores.
The House bill would bind companies and workers to a proposed settlement reached in September, though it was voted down by four of the 12 unions involved. The Democrats' new leader come January will be New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, elected today. He'll be the first Black American to lead a major political party in Congress. Economic numbers today, third quarter GDP revised upward to 2.9% growth, job openings down slightly in October, 10.3 million vacancies. Chair Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve will push interest rates higher than previously expected and keep them there longer to fight inflation, but he indicates the pace of those hikes could ease. On Wall Street, stocks rallied. I'm Ben Thomas.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-386-7195, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-7195. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-7195 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-7195.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. New on our website, results from the election show both Democrats and Republicans in Wisconsin want secure and necessary funding for our neighborhood public schools. Are GOP legislators listening? We also note that while Giving Tuesday is behind us now, there are places near you that really need whatever gifts you can provide to support their services. On our social media site, you'll hear clips from a recent interview Tim Michaels did with a Milwaukee radio station discussing what went wrong in his failed effort to become governor. And on the radio, we didn't mince words calling out an Associated Press story that painted a downright romantic picture of extremists and conspiracy theorists in western Wisconsin and how they're just misunderstood as they stock up on ammunition and refuse to rule out violence. You can catch us on the radio weekday mornings 6 to 8 and online at upnorthnewswi.com.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happier happy hour. This one reminds me of college, Dom. Back in the lacrosse days. I think I'm going to lacrosse right now with caller Dana. Dana, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Dana.
Good. Hey, Devils. How are you?
Good, man.
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to talk CJ a little bit here. CJ, you know, just because you say something does not mean that is actually correct or accurate. You want to say Democrats are the dividers and the haters. I did not know Nick Fuentes was a Democrat. I didn't know Ben Shapiro was a Democrat, or Tucker Carlson, or Kanye West, or Donald Trump. CJ, the thing is, you folks need to look in the mirror. You can't just always accuse Democrats of what you are doing. It's basically like punching yourself in the face and blaming Joe Biden for your bruises. It just doesn't work, and most of people realize that. Only your side believes the things you make up that you expect everyone else to believe. That's all I got, guys. I just wanted to talk to CJ a little bit and tell him to come back down to earth.
Dina, have you seen any let's go Brandon flags flying at half staff since the midterms?
No. No, the only place I see that kind of stuff is online. And, you know, your keyboard warriors, they're still running the same old tropes. But, no, I see a couple of houses around here that still have their Trump Pence banners up. But I just laugh at them as I drive by.
Dana, always good to talk to you, brother. I feel bad for Dana. Dana lives in the third CD, and starting in January, his congressman is an insurrectionist. And his senator, the senior one, is also potentially linked to an insurrectionist act. So, you know, man, you got it tough. Thank God Tim Michaels
didn't
win.
We feel for you, Dana. Stay tuned, man. We'll keep you sane.
If Tim Michaels had won the gubernatorial race, he'd be making the actual insurrectionist in chief the next president, regardless of what the voters of Wisconsin said. He was all down.
844-967-2789. Jerry from Arizona, you are next. Welcome, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Jerry, they haven't certified the
holidays and Happy New Year pretty soon.
Thank you.
Three points. One is I remember hearing on MSNBC about Trump bought a mansion in Florida, right? We've all heard that story. $14 million. He sold it to that Russian oligarch going through a divorce, trying to hide income from his wife, obviously, his soon-to-be ex. Sold it for $87 or $97 million. It was like this huge profit. And I am dying to know, I demand to know from Congress how much capital gains he paid on that huge transaction. The other thing is, living here in Arizona now, see, I lived in Colorado for 73 years, and everybody had bumper stickers. But I think it's the NRA and all the gun nuts that makes us nobody have bumper stickers anymore. I have not seen one in Arizona, but I'm so glad I moved. This is the third blue state I've moved to with a Democratic governor, and that's why our economy is so healthy. And talk about marijuana growing in Colorado, OMG. They made millions and millions and millions of dollars profit every year, whoever owned those dispensaries. So it's about time.
Well, the state owns the taxes. The state gets like $200 million a year from the state of Colorado, 5.8 million people. A commiserate-sized state with Wisconsin, but here we got prohibition and I believe 42 of the drunkest counties out of 50 in America.
It won't take long. It won't be long before it's legal everywhere, but the programs and what it pays for is amazing. Not just parks and recreation, but colleges, scholarships for students. Another thing, when I moved to New Mexico, I was so stupid. I had this huge bumper sticker that said support science. And I was two blocks from a Catholic high school. I mean, a Catholic school, that was not smart because they don't believe in science. They are so damn stupid. All right, well, Happy New Year to you. And have a good one. I'm so proud. I'm so lucky. You know, I think I get my radio station from Gallup, New Mexico, because when you guys read off the stations that you own or broadcast to, I don't know why no one mentions Arizona, but I'm grateful because
Jerry, where are you? What station do you have on the dial right now? Because I'll look us up there and we'll start telling people.
It's something called 950. AM, I think. I don't know. I used to get oldies, which I loved, but the owner's a radical right-wing nut job that wrote a book. She sued. She used a gun. I don't know. Whatever. But she appealed and won $250 million for freedom of speech when she threatened, I think it was Gore. That's another thing. Don't even get me started on this. Why didn't we add three or four new Supreme Court justices while we still had the House? That's what I wanted. I'm really nervous that this new thing with Trump's tax finally took 6 years to get him. Does that mean they have to hurry up and do something and get it?
Yes. Jerry, I'm going to cut you up short. 9:50 a.m. Sorry, you had my mind thinking you're streaming us, Jerry, on KTNF, our fine progressive affiliate. And when I say ours, I mean they play us. We appreciate when they do so. KTNF in Minneapolis is where we're originating from. That's what you're hearing us on. But if you're out in Arizona, it's either a stream or they got a hell of a signal kicking out of that place today. Somebody look up Chad's licensing. I think he's overmodulating.
844-967-2789. Jerry, I think you make a great point regarding Trump's taxes. And while we can goof around and wonder, you know, what kind of dumbass expenses he's sliding under the wrong categories, I think there are very as to how Trump has, you know, funded himself and what kind of relationships he has, you know, four LLCs and a couple LPs, you know, down the line. Are we going to be able to look upstream and see what checks were cut to where and where transactions went to from what corporation to that corporation and you know, and the different banks involved? I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of analysis to do on those taxes. So I don't know that Congress is going to be able to have the energy or the time to get through all that they need to get through. But there's certainly some low-hanging fruit that we should be able to find pretty quickly.
Release the taxes. Release the hounds. Donald Trump told us he'd release the taxes as soon as the audit was done. Well, I think the House Ways and Means Committee, through consensus of the Democratic caucus, should release all of the taxes to the American people. And that way, CJ can read the taxes and Bill and Muscadet. Hell, Gary and Sussex, we can all read the taxes. That'd be the only logical thing to do, right?
Well, and that's again, these are legitimate issues, and regardless of the, you know, the presidential act and having, you know, a president report those things. I mean, what kind of influence outside? You're talking about everyone's concerned about the Hunter Biden, you know, the family gangster, the Biden gangster family, and all that kind of stuff. Well, here we have literally Donald Trump knowingly doing business with Russian oligarchs. Don't you want to know? If you're so concerned about the Bidens, aren't you also concerned about Trump and his business dealings? I mean, certainly
no collusion.
I would be.
No collusion. 844-967-2789. We always collude with you right here on the airwaves. Pizza Box Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm pretty good, man. First of all, I want to correct CJ, okay? When you stop somebody from spewing, you know, repeats of Fox or Newsmax or other disinformation and lies, that's not called speaking over the top of them. That's just stopping them from spreading their bogus information.
Well,
on the other hand, when you ask CJ a question and he answers with, it's because he's so stupid he doesn't have an answer. Now that, you know, so I cleared that up, right?
Pizza Box, the newest on Fox must be the impending impeachment of Mayorkas.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's all the right is talking about. They're lining them up. They must be talking about it on Righty Whitey Talk Radio and Fox News tonight. Tucker Carlson, it's the specter of, you know, what, the same open borders that Donald Trump presided over and Barack Obama and the Bushes and everyone prior, because we have penetrable borders. And, oh, yeah, there are things called airplanes and people overstate visas. There's lots of ways to get to America. And we really, I think the vast majority of the non-criminals, we want them here. We want these hardworking people. The kids just don't want to go work in the fields anymore. What do you know? They don't like the detasseling of the corn or getting up at four to milk the cows.
Hey, white people are lazy. And, you know, guys like CJ that doesn't, you know, he always talks about inner city people and illegals. It's because he has no friends or family that are Mexican or black. And I also want to put in on the tax write-off. I'm sure that, you know, the golden toilets and stuff were able to get tax write-offs. So he probably put one in for that golden shower.
I see
nice.
What you did there,
at least
Michael.
The cleaning bill, Pizza Box. Thanks for the call, man. And also, listen, if people yearn for freedom, you know, we want those kind of people here, man. And that's the whole point of the asylum. And I get it. You know, you can play games with that. And certainly there are going to be people that do that. But the vast majority of people, I don't believe, are we want those, right? The huddled masses, right? Those that yearn for freedom, those that would come to, you know, put everything on the line to risk to come to this country. We should embrace them, man. Because you know what? All of our ancestors did the same thing. Unless you're indigenous, we all did it.
You know, I never remember trying to keep Christ in my heart occasionally, at least around the holidays, Dom. What did Jesus Christ say about the immigrants? It wasn't build that wall and make Mexico pay for it, if I recall.
Well, I mean, it's again, the other thing, I looked up the Custom and Border Patrol enforcement actions. And as Bill mentioned, and as we know, there's been a lot more action in the last couple of years. A couple of things I would throw out there as perhaps one reason why. Of course, we had COVID. That kind of stopped things. But if we have more Border Patrol actions under this president than we did under the last president, does that mean we're catching more of them? I guess I'm just not clear exactly what the issue is. If we have, you know, 2.7 fiscal year to date, according to CBP.gov, 2.7 million enforcement actions this year, 1.9 last year, 646,000 and 19, 1.15 million. So does that mean that the Biden administration is doing a better job? Or is it just that many more people? Because how do you know how many people are getting through if they're getting through?
Well, they talk about it all the time on Fox News, and they tell us the GOP is going to, you know, impeachments for everyone, but starting with Mayorkas, we'll get to Joe Biden soon, right? I mean, that's their whole legislative agenda for the new session. So that's what we'll be talking about for the next year. Let's hope Carolyn has a better topic for us now, though. 844-967-2789. Carolyn, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Carolyn.
Next time someone's leaning like CJ does calls in, ask them how come Tucker Carlson is asking people to bear arms against drag queens.
Is that Tucker's newest? Or is he just asking questions?
No, I'm at, that's a question I have. I think
no, that's how he phrases things. That's how he defends himself and deflects from sometimes insightful statements he makes. He's just asking questions, Carolyn.
Oh, well, I still wonder, why did Tucker Carlson ask people to carry arms against drag queens?
I don't know, Carolyn. Right here in Madison, where you and I both live, Vicky McKenna told people to go arm up and get their asses down to Kenosha and stand guard with Kyle Rittenhouse.
Right. But those weren't drag queens. That's just entertainment. Entertainers.
Yeah. And I know it's certainly concerning, Carolyn. Thank you for the call. I mean, drag queens, really? I mean, Bugs Bunny was in drag in the 60s. You remember? Did anyone freak out about Bugs Bunny being in drag? Does anybody really? Why do you care? Because you're religious white nationalist zealots. That's why. If you're like Nick Fuentes, you want the Taliban, the Christian Taliban. You don't want Sharia law. You want canon law.
Christian Taliban. And that's why they don't want the immigrants here, Dom. They're okay with the white Russians. Come back. More devils.
I love white Russians.
You got to be honest about what it means to lead a country. It means killing people.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 14 tonight. Under clear skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. Lows level off around 26 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, guess who gave a farewell speech of sorts today to the U.S. Congress? Defeated Rep. Madison Cawthorn, a Trump favorite. He said his goodbyes today, and there is tape, but we'll spare you.
Here, the pillow humper, yeah.
Well, you know, we've all got our stuff, our kinks, if you will. Maybe not pillow humping.
Not
but
judging, something. Just saying.
Anyways, let's stay on point here because it gets better.
Oh, great.
Outgoing Rep. Madison Cawthorn, Republican from North Carolina. You know, I got family down there, who was ousted in a Republican primary earlier this year after being at the center of nonstop scandal and controversy, delivered a farewell address on the floor of the House of Representatives in which he railed against soft metrosexual men.
What?
I'm looking at you, Salvia.
Yeah. I am sexy.
Cawthorn, who became the target of House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, ire after he, and it says here, baselessly claimed that his GOP colleagues took part in drug-fueled orgies. But I'm not so sure that those accusations were baseless. Used his final address to decry the purported scourge of feminization in the United States. Our young men, I quote the outgoing representative, our young men are taught that weakness is strength, that delicacy is desirable, and that being a soft metrosexual is more valuable than training the mind, body, and soul, he declared. Social media has weakened us, siphoning our men of their will to fight. what are we supposed to be out there fighting for?
I'm not clear. Does he articulate?
Look up his short-lived marriage. If you got a second, just okay. I'm remembering something. Just look him up quick. Like, who is Madison Cawthorn's ex-wife? Cawthorn then threw down a challenge to America's men and called on them to put down their phones and fight for the greatness of the United States. Tom, it's pitchforks and torches time in America. A little bit more. Will you reclaim your masculinity? He demanded to know. Will you become a man to be feared, to be respected, to be looked up to? And you know, I might occasionally height shame you, Dom, but Madison Cawthorn, being somewhat ironic here in that he is confined to a wheelchair, or will you let the nation's next generation be its final generation?
What? I mean, Madison Cawthorn,
the final countdown,
are you standing up Madison Cawthorn as the representative of masculinity?
I mean, he must be.
Or sitting down. I'm not making jokes. I mean, literally, are you putting yourself forth as the icon, as the pinnacle of masculinity in this country? Because I don't see it, man. I don't see you strong. I don't see you winning. I don't see you intelligent. I don't see you caring. I don't see you loving. I see you as just a big crybaby POS who got over his skis and got his ass handed to him like he should have. Is that masculine enough for you, sir?
Dom, you've never seen him handle himself at those coke-fueled house orgies.
Yeah, I And again, I got nothing against Coke-fueled orgies, man. I mean, whatever gets you going, Madison Cawthorn. But is that it? I mean, is a Coke-fueled orgy masculine? What if it's all men? Is that masculine? I mean, different kind of orgy. I hate to blow your mind here, Madison Cawthorn, but, you know, there's all sorts of kind of orgies you can be involved in. But so for this loser to spend that time on the floor of Congress talking about metrosexuals, oh, my God. What? This is terrible. This is embarrassing. It is embarrassing. Dude, please leave.
Here's what I would say. I can't tell how much of this is directed chastising Madison Cawthorn and how much of this is confessional on your part. 844-967-2789.
Madison Cawthorn.
Right,
hang on. I know we got the call. Let me just throw this out there quickly. His wife of 8 months, her name Christina.
Oh, yeah.
They're divorcing.
Please. Thank you.
They're divorcing. He called his marriage to Christina an Instagram fitness influencer. The greatest honor, privilege, and adventure of my life. 8 months. But now he says the pair will split because of irreconcilable differences and the challenges of political life. When my wife, Christine, and I were engaged, I was not a member of Congress. I felt called to serve, and we both agreed that I should run. Our victory was unprecedented, but overnight our lives changed. That change has been both hectic and difficult. It's neither the pace nor lifestyle we planned for, he said. From the outset, we committed to make things work, to fight for our marriage and seek counsel for balancing the enormity of such a transition in life. Together, we realized that balance was not attainable and that we had irreconcilable differences between us. While it was an enormously difficult decision, Christina and I have mutually decided to divorce. We asked for privacy as we worked through this privately because I'm a little baby man.
What I hear is...
I just added that.
What I heard, Dom, was... I wasn't man enough for her.
Right. A little projection by Madison Cawthorn, perhaps.
844-967-2789. What a strong finish she made in Congress talking about metrosexual. Not like, let me recap my legislative accomplishments. American men, you're soft and metrosexual like, not strong like me. Wonder if he's got a new girlfriend yet. I hear the righties have been having a little trouble dating. Like finding,
but they got an app for that.
The right stuff. Get on the right. You know he's got a profile. Barron Grinder. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon. We already know what the Republicans' plan is. We discussed it earlier in the week. Impeach Biden. That's all they have. Nothing about Social Security, Medicare, health care, none of that, zero. They don't have a plan for the border either. So, hey, and I got one quick one. And in fact, with Biden right now, gas is going down, employment's up, stock market's up. I don't know what more that you'd want than what Biden's been doing. But I've got one for you here. Is Biden going to roll on Trump, or is he going to lie to the Congress? And with that, have a great day, Devils.
Thanks, Paulie.
Boss,
is he going to lie to Congress?
Well, it was his day in the barrel. We're going to find out within a couple of weeks, month at the tops. So Wisco Paul will take your action, man. What do you think it is?
I think absolutely he's not going to lie to Congress. I think, you know, Robin Voss threw Donald Trump under the bus, as he rightfully should. Anyone who wants to try to attack our democracy like that. And, of course, Robin Voss went along with the best he could, tried to play the line, man, walk the line, keep it. He got out of it. Robin Voss did. Donald Trump, not so much.
You know, I don't think Robin Voss would do very well in prison. I hope, sir, you told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and just stuck a knife right in the Trumpster's back, you know, as a testimony sort of thing. As long as it was truthful. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Wednesday. That's the truth as far as I know it. Have a great night.
Strong hands, don't they?
It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
It has exposed things that didn't need to be exposed.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.